This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Gidi Aldersberg, who's the Marketing and Business Development Manager at AudioCodes. Gidi, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug. Happy to be here.
So this is an interesting podcast. We've been talking about AI, and we've been reporting on AudioCodes' Voice AI Gateway. And today we're going to be talking about AudioCodes' Voca. So Gidi, what is Voca?
Right. So, you know, there is a lot of talk these days about our newest product, which is in the voice recognition field, which is the Voice AI Gateway. And I want to use this to kind of explain what Voca is. So the Voice AI Gateway, if you look at it from a technical standpoint, it's in some way a kind of a next generation infrastructure product that takes written text communication in chatbot and just, you know, translates this chatbot experience into a voice bot experience. However, you know, with Voice AI Gateway, you would need quite a dedicated team, you know, a vast team of developers, engineers, AI experts, and so on, to carry out, you know, this mission of translating the written communication to the verbal spoken communication. What we are trying to do with Voca is to deliver, you know, off-the-shelf products that are, you know, much more. So you don't, to operate the Voice AI Gateway, you would probably need, again, you would need programmers and engineers, whereas with Voca, it's just a product that anyone can use. So you can, if you can read and write, you can use the Voca solutions, end-to-end, off-the-shelf voice recognition solutions. And yeah, there's a few of them that I can talk more deeply about.
Let's dive into that. What is Voca One?
Voca One is actually our top-selling hit solution that we're offering. What Voca One is doing is, you know, it's a pretty simple concept, very complex backstage to actually get you know, to work perfectly. But basically what it does, it automates the first stage of customer service calls, or in the professional lingo, we call it a voice-driven IVR flattening. So you know how, you know, as customers, we dial up, you know, to our, you know, different, you know, retail chains. It can be a medical center. It can be some insurance company. It can be a bank. Any place that serves us as customers. And in many cases, we would still get that very annoying IVR where they ask us, you know, press this, press that. We need to navigate in these menus. Spend a lot of time, you know, finding our way in this IVR. And what we do with Voca One is very simple. We put a voice recognition engine that is, you know, state of the art, using the latest AI technologies to be able to take caller requests in natural language, and we interpret these customer requests, and we transfer the call automatically to the right destination. So obviously, you know, there's very obvious and great benefits that come with it. So no wait time for the customer. It's always available 24/7, you know, doesn't need any coffee breaks and so on. And also very interesting to note is that, you know, you do have many customer facing organizations that have so many possible destinations to get to. And you cannot fit all these destinations in one IVR, right? There's only so many digits that people can use and navigate in. So in a way, what Voca One does is just simplifying that very tedious experience of having to navigate in an IVR menu, just taking requests in natural language, handles the call. And by that, it's just offloading, you know, this first stage of the call from phone operators, so they don't need to deal with transferring calls anymore, right? They can just use VocaOne for that.
And what is VocaNOM?
Right. So VocaNOM is the, I would say, the internal, the equivalent internal experience of VocaOne. So here we don't think of users as customers, but we think of users as employees. And we know that, you know, in medium companies and above, to get a call out is not so simple, right? So, I mean, in the best case, I'm in front of my computer and I need to, you know, stop whatever it is that I'm doing and open up my Outlook and, you know, type in someone's name and, you know, check for their number. In the worst case, you know, I'm in the hallway or maybe I'm in my car and yeah, you don't want to look for that number while you're driving, right? And, so what we did with VocaNOM is we took the same concept of, you know, interpreting, you know, what destination the caller needs. And in this case, it's an employee. So we allow the employees to, you know, reach the service from, whether it's a internal office extension, external phone line, or even with direct integration for the AutoCode's IP phone. And yeah, just basically say an employee's name, job title, name and department, you know, different ways of saying who you need to get to basically. And we interpret, you know, what contact person and what specific destination of that contact person, the caller meant. So it can be, Douglas Green's mobile phone or office phone or, you know, pager, and so on. And yeah, and we just transfer that call. So you don't need to stop everything that you're doing just to get that, you know, simple call out.
So let's talk a little bit about the core competitive edge of the Voca solutions you're discussing. And maybe we'll start with the telephony interfacing.
As I said earlier, you know, the Voca solutions are completely off the shelf and end to end. So in this sense, we made sure that all the hard work, you know, because you could get, there's a whole bunch of auto attendants and, you know, voice driven call routing solutions out there. But in 99% of the cases, you would need to get the voice recognition part from one vendor and then the telephony connectivity and interfacing from your system integrator or maybe even a third-party vendor. And what we did with Voca, you know, being a part of AudioCodes really gives us the ability to interface with any PBX, any phone system really quickly. You know, we don't care if it's an analog phone system or the fanciest, you know, IP PBX. We can connect to all of those very, very quickly. I can tell you just a quick, you know, example that I find interesting is that, you know, we are deploying a lot of our activity is going on in Germany. And what's going on in Germany is that I don't know if you or the listeners are aware, but, you know, Germany, the medical centers in Germany are, you know, one of the considered to be, you know, top quality in terms of the medical services that they provide. So you have people like, for example, Kobe Bryant, who had to get his knee surgery done in a German medical center. So definitely advanced when it comes to the medical field. But when we came to deploy VocaNOM and VocaOne in these hospitals, what we found is a very interesting gap between the level of, you know, the medical expertise to the IT departments that some of them still had, you know, a good old Siemens PBX from the 1980s. And, you know, I think this illustrates, you know, our strength in really being able to connect very quickly to that very, you know, old PBX. And the IT people there were, you know, amazed, like, you know, that they can still develop and grow this very old telephony system. And I think it took us about 45 minutes to deploy a fully working solution with this analog phone system. So we can really interface with any telephony system. And we did all the hard work for the customers. So it will be a super easy and fast deployment very tight with the telephony system that is on the customer's premises.
Giddy, is there a self-serve backend element to this?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, a lot of organizational services and systems come with some kind of a backend to manage the service. So obviously this is provided as part of, you know, both Vocanome and VocaOne, the ability to a backend, a web backend platform from which admins can, you know, manage and configure the service. But when it comes to a voice recognition service, this backend becomes much more exciting. And what I mean by that is that, you know, you can deploy a voice recognition service, but if you don't have, for example, the analytics of it, and I don't just mean the dry numbers of how many calls are being made or who called who and so on, but the ability to actually listen and monitor, you know, what are my users saying? How are they engaging with the system is something that you can do right off our backend very easily in real time. And that's a very important capability. So another quick example on that, one of our customers is a very large pizza chain. You know, they have multiple branches. And what happened, you know, thanks to our analytics capability is that, you know, we deployed VocaOne there to provide the callers the ability to say where they live, and then, you know, the call would be transferred to the right branch to serve their pizza home. And what happened is that very quickly the managers of this pizza chain realized that many people are asking for branches in places where there's no such branch. So it's all of a sudden you have eyes on, you know, what your callers are actually asking for. Again, this is something that you will never get from just a, you know, traditional IVR or even a basic auto attendant. The ability to really, you know, hear how are people engaging with the system. And it's not just that. It's also the ability to always optimize the linguistic coverage of the service. We do it with a guided natural language understanding mechanism that is fully manageable from this Voca backend.
So what do you mean by guided natural lingual understanding?
So natural language understanding, or NLU, is a very familiar term in the voice recognition industry. Basically, it's the ability of voice recognition engines to simply understand the context and the actual intent of people who are engaging with a voice recognition engine. Now, each voice recognition service that we know has a different approach to its natural language understanding mechanism. So, for example, if you're going to use Siri or Alexa, for example, to check the weather or play music, which is what these devices were built for, Alexa, Siri, they will understand it without a problem. However, if you, for example, start saying stuff like contact names, or not to even mention product names, try saying SBC or OVA or, you know, stuff like that, or maybe just, you know, a contact name that is not, you know, that is not so common, you will soon realize that these generic engines really struggle with recognizing these unique terms. So what we did with Voca, since we have our own proprietary voice recognition technology based on the, you know, recent AI algorithms, deep learning and so on, we have the ability to really guide and control the engine to know the lingo of the specific organizational customer that we are serving. So it gives us the ability to be very, very accurate with recognizing, again, the contact names, job titles, department names, any specific lingo that belongs to a specific organization, you know, we know that users are going to use these terms. So we better, you know, have our technology being able to learn and recognize these terms. And going back to our backend, you know, it's a simple matter of, so the expansion of the vocabulary that's behind the engine is as easy as typing it into the backend and hitting the save button. So for example, Douglas Green, let's say that most people in my company just call you Doug, right? Mm-hmm. So I would be able to add an alias. I would be able to add an alias to your name through the backend and hit the save button. And literally a second later, you know, when somebody calls up the service and say Doug, you know, it will already be supported. So again, this ability to really control the terms that are covered by the engine through a matter of simply typing it into the Voca backend is another very unique and strong capability that we have under our arsenal. And just to give a final example on that, if you call, for example, again, a medical center, and you ask for the kidney department, we would know that there is no such thing as a kidney department. There is the nephrology department. So it's not just the names. It's also the actual, you know, natural language that the caller uses and our, you know, expertise in, you know, understanding what the caller actually meant and handle it accordingly.
So Gideon, you know, I've been listening to you talk about Voca One and Voca Gnome, and what's really striking to me is it's, you said earlier, if you can read and write, you probably can do this. It sounds like this can be implemented without really an incumbent technical staff.
Sure. So, I mean, I think you have it exactly right, Doug. And actually, this is exactly what we're most proud of. So, you know, in many technological products, you would have, you know, much talk about, you know, the fancy technology and so on. And there is fancy technology behind it, as I said, you know, the AI engine and all that. But our main kind of source of pride is that, you know, it's a super simple solution to use, to deploy, to manage and use. You know, as I'm the marketing manager of this thing, right? And when I talk about Voca, people always, you know, automatically they think about, again, the Amazon Alexa and so on. And one of my favorite, you know, graphs to show with regards to the Amazon Alexa is that if you look at, you know, what people are actually doing with the Amazon Alexa, they are not, so first of all, there is still no go-to applications or the way they call it, skills for the Alexa. About 2 months ago, Amazon released fresh numbers, and it seems like Alexa reached the 80,000 application mark. It sounds like a lot, but actually, if you compare it to the rise of mobile applications, you know, back about, what was it, like 10, 12 years ago, during this time, the Apple and Google stores already had more than a million apps on their stores. So the applications for Alexa are not being developed as quickly. And when you look at what people are actually doing with Alexa, they're doing the simplest things. They set their alarm clock. They want to check the weather. They want to play some music. They ask trivia questions. And there's a good reason why it's the simple stuff that work. It's because, you know, voice recognition technology has so many challenges around it. It's really not straightforward to productize. So we really went for the keep it simple mentality, you know, building solutions that are very simple. They have a very clear mission, and they do this mission very, very well. And it's very easy to control this mission and to manage it and to make sure, you know, that this mission gets accomplished. And that's it. In our point, from our point of view, again, the beauty behind of these solutions is how simple they are. And, you know, in this sense, if you think about a phone representative or a phone operator's, you know, day-to-day life, you know, right now they have to deal with so many types of tasks, right? They need to handle the simple task of transferring calls. They need to sometimes schedule appointments for callers. Sometimes they would need to provide some basic information. And aside to these simple tasks, they also have the more, you know, complicated ones, right? They need to retain a customer, or they want to upsell something, and so on. So the way we look at it, the philosophy behind, you know, these VOCA solutions is that we offload, we just help the customers, you know, the organizations to offload these very simple, trivial tasks from phone operators to AI engines. And by that, you're really, you know, giving paying respect to that phone operator that is now, you know, have much more time to deal with the more complex tasks where, you know, where human thought is still very necessary. I keep hearing people talk about whether AI is going to replace humans and take jobs and so on. And I think we are very far from that. It's just that these very simple things that we need to deal with, we can offload them to, you know, solutions like VOCA, and yeah, really free up that precious human resource and thinking to handle the, you know, the complex and you know, more important tasks in their day-to-day jobs.
So Gidi, could you tell us a little bit about the VOCA team at Audio Codes?
Sure. You know, so I talked a lot about the solutions, the technology, the philosophy behind it, but I did not talk about who's actually doing it, right? So, you know, it's very interesting to know that Audio Codes, we've been investing in voice recognition technology from the early 2000s. You know, even much before it was. So voice recognition technology started booming about 3 years ago now, but it's been around for a while, right? I remember, you know, I'm now 34 years old, and I remember voice recognition as a kid back in the early 90s on my Nokia phone. Never mind, it didn't work so well, but it was there.
Right.
I guess it was more of a cool thing to have and to experiment with. You know, these days with AI engines, all of them, including ours, they all reach what we call human parity point, where essentially it means that they're just as good as any other human ear, making the technology much more reliable. But anyway, I went back to technology again. Going back to Audio Codes and our team, we already saw the potential of voice recognition technology back in the early 2000s, and we started investing in voice recognition technology back then. And yeah, with time, we increased the investment. So at the beginning, it was more of a technology research activity, and with time, it grew to the first product set, which was you know, very basic auto attendant solution being delivered on Blade servers and stuff like that. Then we went and moved it to a cloud environment, and we built the mobile apps for it, integrated into the Audio Codes IP phone and so on. And here we are today. You know, we've been marketing and selling these VOCA Gnome and VOCA One and other VOCA solutions for about 3-4 years now. And I can say that we're enjoying a very rapid growth, about more than 50% year on year. So really growing rapidly in terms of our customer base and actually even the team that's behind it. So we now have about a team of about 30 to 40 people working in the AudioCodes headquarters solely on the vocal solutions and the voice recognition technology behind them. And, you know, this is a very interesting team at AudioCodes because it's not just, you know, telephony experts or media experts that, you know, that we have across any AudioCodes business line. It's also very specific experts that are dedicated to voice recognition technology. So I'm talking about linguistics in multiple languages. I'm talking about speech experts. I'm talking about reference and other, you know, language voice user interface designers. So a whole bunch of people who are, you know, working solely on around the world of voice recognition, which again is a very rich and challenging in a good way for us world to operate in. So definitely quite a vast team that's working on these vocal solutions.
You know, Gideon, in this podcast, I've been really struck by how simple the product seems to be, that it's actually simple to implement, simple to use, and it's really packed with a lot of features.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, this is exactly, you know, it's this combination of a very advanced and sophisticated voice recognition technology that's wrapped into a very simple and straightforward solution to use, to operate, and to manage. I can tell you that, you know, there is this thing that we always call it, you know, the kind of like the AudioCodes advantage. And what we mean by that is that, you know, it's a product, right? It's a generic product that's completely off the shelf, but what people always say about us in this context is that, you know, AudioCodes, we're big enough to innovate this kind of stuff, but we're still small enough to care for our customers and really go hand in hand, you know, tailor the services for their specific needs, help them to make sure they get the simplest experience possible. And I think the vocal solutions really encapsulate that really well in that sense.
Is Voca One and Voca Gnome available now?
Sure, definitely. So not only that they are, you know, readily available, we are constantly, you know, expanding the feature set around those. Before I get into the boring part of how you actually get it, I would just quickly say that, you know, just to give example of the kind of things that we're doing. So again, you know, with Voca Gnome, we just recently finished developing what we call an automatic call hunting feature. So I can, you know, try to call Doug Green, and then if I won't get any answer on Doug's office phone, the call will automatically be diverted onto his mobile phone. And if there's, let's say that mobile phone is busy, the call will automatically go to the pager and so on. So constantly working and, you know, growing these solutions, making sure they meet, you know, they are on the leading kind of front of this kind of voice recognition technology and, you know, field. And, how do you get them? Well, you just, you contact your AudioCodes sales manager. I know they're all great guys, and or you just get a hold of the system integrator that you work with, and they will you know, they have our number, so either AudioCodes sales or just your local system integrator can help you get a quick POC of either Voca Gnome or Voca One really quickly.
Well, Giddy, thank you very much indeed for a very interesting podcast on a very interesting application of AI technologies. Where can we learn more about AudioCodes?
So, again, the best way would be to just go on our website, www.audiocodes.com, and get, this is for an overall impression of AudioCodes and who we are, voice masters of today's, enterprise communication field. And you do have a dedicated voice AI section within the AudioCodes website. So when you do go to the AudioCodes.com page, you can go to solutions and then navigate to voice AI. And that's where you'd find the different VOCA solutions that we talked about, as well as the voice AI gateway and all the other solutions that we're offering as part of our voice AI offering.
Well, again, thank you very much indeed, and we look forward to our next AudioCodes podcast.
For sure, Doug. Thank you. Thank you for having us, and talk soon.